Amanda Wright Podcast. This is your special time. You're listening to the official podcast of Amanda Wright. This is your special time. Sharing suggestions and insight for your happier, healthier, inspired life. I'm coming to you today from Perth in beautiful sunny Western Australia. Nobody wants anything from you right now, so tune in and enjoy this episode. You'll find me on www.hypnogenie.com.au and on all the podcast channels. Hypnogenie is spelled HypnoGenie. Amanda Wright Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of This Is Your Special Time with renowned hypnotherapist Amanda Wright, a specialist in weight loss, anxiety, working with children and ADHD, and sleep issues. I'm your host, Richard Sinclair, and in this episode we'll be looking at an absolutely fascinating and very different area of hypnosis specialty, sports peak performance. Good evening, Amanda. It's a real pleasure to have you with us tonight. So this is an area that not many people may be aware of.
Yes, hello, good evening to you, Richard. I'm very excited to be talking to you tonight about peak performance sport, or some people might say doing your sport better using hypnosis.
So you'd probably agree, Amanda, that usually people come to see you with an issue that needs to be resolved. How different is it to be helping people who are simply looking to improve their skills and may even be on top of their game?
Well, interestingly, there's a lot of similarities between people wanting to improve their health and improve their sports performance. They both use the power of hypnosis and neuroplasticity. And neuroplasticity, I've talked about it before, offers us the ability to form new neural pathways throughout our lives and to cultivate a mindset that overcomes ingrained patterns and behaviours. It helps enhance focus and creates resilience and performance under pressure. So there are a lot of similarities, whether it's weight loss, whether it's sleep, whether it's changing habits of children, or in this instance, peak performance sport. It's very similar, but a different subject matter and a different application of hypnosis.
That's very interesting to hear, Amanda. Hypnosis probably isn't the first thing people think of for improving sports performance.
Well, interestingly, Richard, if you've been listening to what the sports commentators have been saying in more recent years, these commentators talk about mindset all the time. And that's what we're doing really in hypnosis, is changing behaviours and changing mindset for people. People often equate sport and recreation with physical activity, and much of my work is about connecting the body and mind so that they work together more effectively and more efficiently. Also, with sports performance, you need to be fit, and once you're fit, that's part of the story. So whether it's improving your round of golf at the weekend, or perhaps you're an athlete who performs, or maybe you're just a weekend warrior sports person who wants to play better. It really doesn't matter. But your mindset is a huge part once you've done the physical work. Bringing those together is really where we get those extra important improvements, using that body and mind connection. And every muscle movement, every physical coordination element that we have calls upon complex interaction of senses, nerves, muscles, spatial awareness, concentration, and so many things that we do in the peak performance program.
That's so true, Amanda. And that mental aspect is where you come in?
It certainly is. People devote lots of time, energy, and money to training their body, but rarely consider training the mind and focusing the mind, Richard. So many people have wandering thoughts, poor self-talk, They're very critical of themselves, and that really ruins their ability to perform well in their sport. And there's so much similarity between the techniques we use in sport, improving business or improving health. And that's where the mental aspect of sport and sports hypnosis comes in. It's about maintaining the emotional and mental stability under pressure. It's about unlocking frequently performed actions and making sure that they are performed reliably and in a routine that will produce predictable outcomes regardless of the time and place. It's about enabling mental clarity and focus on the immediate task, that absolute crystal clear focus. It's about reducing anxiety, building resilience, and allowing you to move quickly to make confident decisions for setbacks. You only need to look at those people who are playing rugby or kicking goals, and you see that many of them, I analyse the things that they do, many of these people are practicing mental rehearsal, focus and concentration. So keeping a positive attitude and that automatic expectation of creating success rather than failure sets people up for success so that they can be the very top of their game. And before and after the actual performance, this work helps to improve sleep, relieve fatigue, and restore energy. That's all part of some of the things I do in hypnosis for peak performance sport.
That sounds very useful, Amanda. So how exactly does hypnosis help in this process?
Focus and concentration is one of the major parts. In this, I show people and they learn to stay in the moment with routines, to sharpen their mental focus and ensure that every shot counts or every move counts, improving and boosting confidence, building a reservoir of self-belief with positive self-talk and visualization, preparing the athlete to handle any challenge that is presented to them. So whether you're throwing a javelin or you're playing softball or baseball or kicking a football, all of these things, knowing that you are making the right decision is absolutely critical. Emotional control and resilience, developing the skills to manage frustration, to bounce back from setbacks, keeping you calm and composed under pressure. This is one that's really strong when it comes to games like tennis and golf, and you only need to watch the performance of those under pressure and you'll see how important that is. Strategic goal setting is another one. This is one of my favourites. Actually setting and achieving realistic goals, focusing on the process, feeling the emotions of what it's going to be like when you achieve your goals is critically important, and that helps for you to continuously improve your game with all of those skills all working together.
That sounds amazing, Amanda. But is this more suitable for some sports and recreations than others?
Richard, more importantly, it's better suited to some aspects than others. Hypnosis can't give you bigger muscles, install athletic skills, or build sports knowledge. They're all things that you learn from your coach and from practicing the skills physically. But it can give you the confidence and motivation to better use these skills that you have. It's ideal for keeping the mind clear and focused, reducing stress and anxiety, and keeping in the moment and keeping that peak performance as your goal. And it's perfect for sports and recreations that need to shut out external stimuli, regardless of circumstance, and being able to reproduce familiar actions smoothly, calmly, and clinically. I always remember years ago listening to the Olympic commentary about the divers and how they mentally rehearsed things and how they had a wonderful routine that they went through that started way back before they even came into the swimming pool the day before. And certainly we work with these kind of things with our athletes, and they performed in their mind that routine so many times and oftentimes before they slept at night. For it's for anything really, from the ideal golf swing to working out the strategies to your golf game, to football kicking, to pressure shots in snooker or billiards or darts, all of these things, clay pigeon shooting, skeet shooting, playing softball, kayaking, marathon running, the skills that are involved are endless. So it applies to any sport. I don't play all of these sports, but people know exactly what it is they need. But I have played a lot of different sports and done a lot of recreational activities, so I do know a lot of these. I don't know if you know, Richard, but I was a sailing champion even as a kid, and so that was great. I also played softball and netball to a high level, and many other things later on. I've always loved sport, and it's a passion for me. So this is about bringing my outdoor world into the mindset of people.
That's a very convincing argument, Amanda. But are there examples of sports people who have benefited from this approach?
Oh, Richard, yes, there are so many people. Hypnosis is a well-kept secret. Lots of people do see sports hypnotists. In fact, there's quite a few of them in the States who specialise in sports hypnosis. But many people don't necessarily talk about hypnosis. They often talk about mindset. They're sports people, they're athletes, and many of them are people who play recreationally and just want to improve beyond where they are. They want that extra 1%, and that's what they do. They go to a hypnotherapist for this, or we say a sports hypnotist. These top performers are usually looking for ways to improve their game, to be successful and to win, to be the best they can possibly be. Golf legend Tiger Woods used hypnosis since he was 13, Richard. He claims it helped him focus, calm his nerves and block out distractions before playing golf. The Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus, also a golf player, claimed that his entire success was through being able to achieve focus and concentration through self-hypnosis. Australian Olympian gold medalist, pole vaulter, Steve Hooker. There's a wonderful interview where he got his gold medal, and one of the very first people he thanked was his hypnotist. So that's a really good one for me to see. That was on the record there and there for the whole world to see. Very exciting. Basketball superstars like Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kobe Bryant have used hypnosis to enhance focus and increase their mental stamina. Top international rugby goal kickers, such as England's legendary Johnny Wilkinson, or New Zealand's fabulous Dan Carter, have used classic self-hypnosis techniques to go from participating in a high-speed, high-performance contact sport to isolate themselves in a bubble of mental clarity and focus with that huge crowd around them for those pressure goal kicks that might decide the outcome of international matches and series. This gives you a sense, Richard, of how it's often used by sports people. But you don't have to be an international superstar to do this. Lots of people see hypnotherapists merely to improve their performance, especially those who play cricket, golf, and tennis. They're renowned for using these hypnosis and self-hypnosis techniques.
I'm sure that many people would benefit from that kind of expertise, Amanda. But tell us, what sets you apart from the competition?
Well, Richard, expertise in hypnotherapy, with the years of experience and my deep understanding of enhancing and creating new neural pathways and how to sustain them, I know how to get to the core of the mental blocks that people have. And listening to what they tell me, they often know what their issues are. So working with the stories they tell me, we work on a program that's customized for them. So everybody is unique. And with our methods and programs and the wonderful training that I've done overseas with hypnotherapists who've worked in this area for many years, I have tailored specific programs and strategies to provide people with the most effective, most up-to-date, leading-edge solutions. And I'm so excited about sharing these with people. The science is there. It sits behind what I do. And I've learned from the best, so I'm very fortunate. There are proven techniques from mental rehearsal to techniques that are backed by science and proven by these people who work in these areas and have done. So I'm so pleased and so proud to have these wonderful people as my mentors. They have provided me with some unique insights and techniques. However, it's so important, Richard, that I emphasise that I love sport. I've done lots of different sports myself. It's always been my passion. And so I can bring to light many of the things that I've done. I was working with someone the other day and she said to me, "I didn't realise you knew anything about softball, but you even know how to crush the beetle." And so we laughed because that was something that I'd done many years ago and I'd done that to a high level. And we have lots of fun in this program too. It's not all serious stuff. People enter the winner's circle by doing this, and the circle of excellence is what they strive to achieve.
That does sound like an absolute win-win situation, Amanda. Thanks for giving us your insights today in this special edition of the Amanda Wright Hypnotherapy Podcast. This is your special time.
Amanda Wright Podcast. This is your special time. Thanks for listening to this official podcast of Amanda Wright. This is your special time. I hope you've enjoyed our time together of me sharing suggestions and insights for you, for your happier, healthier, inspired life. Have a fabulous week, feeling absolutely fantastic, better than you felt in ages. And be sure to tune in next time. You'll find me on www.hypnogenie.com.au and on all the podcast channels.